The name of the book is Help Your Kids with Adolescence, A No-Nonsense Guide to Puberty and the Teenage Years. The author is Dr. Karen Rain, and I have Dr. Rain on the line with me. Karen, good morning. Welcome to The Morning Show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So your book, again, is about dealing with adolescence and some of the struggles that happen with adolescence. Before we get into some of the specifics of the book, books like this have been written before. What is it about your book that's a little different from maybe the rest?
Probably the graphic design element and the inclusivity of so many topics. So, you know, I wish that I could, like, hold it up to everyone listening and show them just how cool all of the graphic elements are in this book. The graphic designers and artists and illustrators did an amazing job of just making it, like, really fun to look through and flip through. It's super colorful. There's lots of icons and graphic images.
Yeah, you know,
it covers way more than just sex, which is my topic usually. So I have co-authors who have done a really wide range of other topics.
You know, you hit it right on the head. I had a chance to look through the book earlier today, and you got it right. I mean, you know, just at a glance, you can pick up a lot of things just by the way the book is structured. And because it is structured that way, and because you pick up a lot of things at a glance, it kind of draws you in to read a little bit more. One of the topics, you know, before we get into the sexuality topics, certainly that is different now from, let's say, books of about maybe 10, 15 years, is you talk a lot about digital media, social media, etc. Talk a little bit about that. Give us an overview of some of the topics you cover digital media-wise, social media-wise.
Yeah, one of the biggest is probably bullying. It's one of the big things that lots of people are talking about right now. But there's a lot of things around the digital world that are important to talk about. You know, social media, the digital self, you know, making decisions in the online space, and understanding how to be safe and private in that space is really important and something that's an emerging field of knowledge.
You know, you hit it right on the head, the word private. Nowadays, for some reason, adolescents, and I'll be quite honest with you, some adults, they're under the impression that, you know, privacy not only doesn't exist, but doesn't have to exist, and every last second of their lives has to be posted online. I don't agree with that, but I'm just wondering why that's the general mindset today.
Yeah, you know, it's not actually all that different. It's in a different space. But if you think about the kind of public arena as a broader topic rather than specific to the digital space, humans have always lived in groups. We've always wanted communities. And teenagers overwhelmingly don't have access to that kind of community in person. And so they're making it online instead. And I think if you think about it in that context, maybe it makes more sense.
Well, one of the phrases that you use is think before you post. Talk about that.
Yeah, that is, I think, a really great and a little pithy kind of piece of advice. You know, understanding that things that go online are different from face-to-face interactions in that they're durable, they last forever, they are easily searchable, they're easily shareable, and, you know, it's different. And so thinking through, oh, is this something that I want to have those pieces to it? You know, my great-grandchild is going to be able to do a Google search or whatever kind of search we have for my face and find this picture, whether my name is associated with it or not. And is that something I want them to be able to do? It's an important question.
You know, and getting back to just not being worried about who's seeing what, you know, kids are posting things online today that, you know, thinking back to, you know, when I was a teenager, late 70s, early 80s, if I would have walked up to a girl and said, hey, how would you like to post this provocative picture on you and show it to the whole world, she'd probably slap me in the face. Nowadays, it's barely thought of by some. Again, where did that new mindset come from?
Well, it's a mindset that's not just among teenagers. Adults actually do that. Adults are sexting and posting pictures of themselves at a higher rate than teenagers, actually. So it's something that we're all doing. And teenagers, you know, are part of that process. And we put a lot of blame on them instead of working through whether this is something that we as a culture should be doing or not. We just talk about the teenagers. But I think that they're doing it because it's fun, the same reason that adults do it. It's fun. It's a way of showing people things that you're thinking about at the moment, and whether that's wise or not is a whole other topic of conversation.
We're talking to Dr. Karen Rain this morning. The name of her book is Help Your Kid with Adolescence, A No-Nonsense Guide to Puberty and the Teenage Years. Now, your specialty is sexuality, so let's talk about relationships. How about starting with the age-old problem where mom and dad don't approve of the new boyfriend or girlfriend? How do you deal with that?
That's definitely a problem that's stood the test of time, hasn't it? And not one that's going to go away anytime soon. I think that that's something that parents need to work on themselves. It's something where hopefully if they realize that the way that they're going to help their kid break up with that person sooner rather than later is actually by accepting the person rather than trying to put distance between them, maybe that'll help a little bit. So when a parent aggressively tries to end a romantic relationship, their kid is going to dig in their heels and be like, no, this is the person I chose. You don't get to make that choice. And if the parent is like, oh, let me meet this person. Let me talk with the person, you know, invite the person into the home and let the young person come to their own conclusion, whether they're the right fit or not, is a much better approach in the long run than trying to dig in their heels.
So if the new person in the life really is the unwholesome person that the parents are worried about, essentially inviting them into the home will expose this so that all can see, including the person who's defending them. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Yep. Yep.
Another thing you talk about in the book is the more and more changing dynamic of the family, with more and more blended families and divorce. Talk a little bit about some of the highlights that you cover in the book.
Yeah, I love the family spread, and I actually have a number of co-authors for this book, and someone else wrote that spread, and I just think it's beautiful the way that they are really inclusive of all of the different kinds of families and family dynamics that arise. It's so easy to continue this old narrative of a family being primarily a father and a mother and 2.3 children when that's really not what we're seeing anymore. And so this book is unique, I think, in its perspective of families are made up many, many different ways. There's even little points about surrogates and donors and foster families and adoptive families that is much more, I think, realistic of the ways that people are actually living in families now.
We've only got about 30 or so seconds left. In that 30 seconds, my 19-year-old son asked an interesting question of me the other day. He likes that show, That 70s Show, and he asked me, Dad, was it really like that in the 70s? In many ways, it was. What would you say is the biggest difference between a time like that and now?
I think it's all about the digital access.
Again, the name of the book is Help Your Kid with Adolescence, A No-Nonsense Guide to Puberty and the Teenage Years. Dr. Karen Rain, thank you for joining us this morning.